life a sense of possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy. Blue shirt on me. Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee. Don't change me this way. I'd rather die than be your slave.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. As you folks know, I get tons and tons of email to the show here. I mean, I get a lot of email. And you know what? I read it all. I answer it all. I make a point to do that. And 99% of this email is positive email. I get some negative email that I even welcome. I really do. I love the negative email. I thrive on it. I get strong from it. Well, this week, a lot of the mail was about H.R. 418, the Real ID Act. 99% of you out there recognize that this was a positive step. You understood that very little has been done in this country to fix illegal immigration. You realize that it was a foot in the door. That's all. Just a foot in the door. And those of us in California saw it for what it would be. It would nullify one Bill Gil-Cedillo and his quest for lawless licenses for his ethnic lookalikes. That's right. Yeah, most of us agreed that this was a good thing. Perfect? Of course not. But it was a good thing. And then there was the 1% of you who came down or thought you were coming down hard on me. You accused me of supporting a, quote, national ID card, unquote. You told me that this would lead to a totalitarian government. You told me that this was us losing most of our rights. One or two of you even cursed at me. Don't worry, folks. They got back more than they gave. I respect everybody's opinion and their right to have that opinion. That's the American way, and I believe in it. And I would never tell anybody that they were wrong for thinking the way they think. That's up to them. But I was told that I was un-American for the things that I said. And you know what? I could care less. It means nothing to me because I know what I read, and what that bill said was not what you're saying. Having said that, let me give you my opinion now. You people are obsessed with the New World Order. Do I believe in the New World Order? Yes, I do. I believe in it. But I'm not obsessed with it, with every single... That you guys are regulating the kind of toilet paper you buy by this New World Order fear that you have. I do not have that. Maybe I'm blind and don't see it, but I do not have it. You are obsessed with skull and bones. That's all I hear nowadays. Skull and bones. Skull and bones. You people are obsessed with Big Brother lurking behind every tree and under every rock. You gaze so intently at the big picture that you miss so many of the little ones, and that's sad. Oh, yeah, I got emails from people telling me everything from this was a national ID card to, guess what, we'd be marching the goose step within 5 years like Nazi Germany. What this bill says is states will not issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Mr. Sensenbrenner is a good man. He is a valiant man. He is a good American, and I believe in him, and I believe in this bill. This is not mandatory, folks, for states to do this. They're not saying you must do this. No, here's what the federal government says, and they make it where they're going to have to do it. States will decide on their own if they want to follow this mandate. If states refuse to go along with this, and what go along with this means is checking to see that somebody is legally in the country who gets a driver's license. That's all it says. If states don't want to go along with this, then they will not use their ID in that state as viable legal ID in federal programs and to board airplanes. That's right. If states refuse to go along with it and do not require Social Security numbers, and for those who apply, in effect, they will be given driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Therefore, federal agencies will not accept licenses from those states as valid identification. I understand this, and I don't have a problem with it. Citizens of those states will not be able to board an aircraft, like I said. What's wrong with that? Or why are we going to let people on airplanes and we don't know who they are? It is ridiculous to do this, but it is being done. In other words, there are some states now who are doing this. They are issuing licenses to illegal aliens. Hawaii, Illinois, Michigan, Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wisconsin. Tennessee has a quasi-license, and New York is currently litigating to bring back licenses to illegal aliens. Now, I am not for more government intrusion into our lives. I have never been for that. I am all for the protection of sovereign rights for each of the 50 states. And when 10 plus states, folks, in my union of states, the United States of America, are aiding and abetting illegal aliens, then I expect the government, the federal government, who everybody says is in charge of immigration, should regulate immigration. I expect the federal government to, guess what? To regulate, to step up and regulate. That's what they are doing. They are going to regulate that these people cannot get driver's licenses. Are they doing everything in the order that I would do it? Hell no. What I would do, I would start deporting these people. I would put troops on the border. I would do everything necessary to stop this problem from happening. But this is what they have chose to put their foot in the door, and I support it. I do. And those of you who condemn me for my view on this do not live where I live. You do not see what I see. You do not endure what I endure, and you do not suffer what I suffer. You have no idea what it's like to live where I live under this system where illegal immigration is running rampant. Is this going to stop it? No. I said before, it is a foot in the door. It will start to see some type of benefits once these people know they cannot get a driver's license. We will take that away from them, and that's what needs to be done. And a lot of you are not understanding this for various reasons. A lot of you have money, so you don't care. A lot of you are New World Order fanatics, so you don't care. A lot of you are geographical elitist, so you don't care. You haven't yet been swallowed up by this malignancy of illegal immigration. You speak from an ivy tower and have the luxury of picking apart every beneficial thing that comes along for us. H.R. 418 is not a national ID card. It is not. And it has no provisions for making a national ID card. Now, those who say, well, they can do this later, they might put it in there later, they might stick it on later. Well, you know what? In the meantime, you're ready to just sit here and let this country disintegrate without doing anything. And I am not ready. To know what it is, you would have had to read the bill. But I guess you wouldn't know that, would you? Because most of you didn't. You're complaining about something you know nothing about. I hear a lot of talk show hosts on the radio, folks, who believe that this will be a national ID card. I am not one of them. I am not afraid of that. I am afraid of sitting back and doing nothing. That's what I'm afraid of. And this is something. Whatever you want to call it, it's something. And that's a fact. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we move to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where are the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties, and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to ask you for is an appraisal. And you're going to say, where do I get one? Easy, easy, easy. American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. These folks are fast, friendly, professional, and will get you the best appraisal they can get for you, folks. And you know what that means. More money in your pocket. Call our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. All right, folks. folks. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live at CRN. That's the cable radio network. That's right, radio on your TV, CRN. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight at WSRO AM 650 Boston, Massachusetts, WLTH AM 1370 Gary, Indiana, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Want to welcome everybody to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give, and usually a little bit more. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And as you remember, folks, last week we had Joe McCutcheon on the air, and he was talking about the Arkansas 187 Prop 200 type initiative that would eliminate non-mandated benefits to illegal aliens and protect the sacred right to vote. Well, good old Governor Huckleberry of Arkansas called Joe and others like him who were for this initiative racist, accused them of being of race baiting and of demagoguery. That's right. This will get on the ballot, folks. It's going to happen. And old Governor Huck will find out that his vast majority of constituents there in his state are going to be behind this initiative. He's going to find out that what the naysayers of California found out 11 years ago when they told us that it was only a small fringe element that wanted Prop 187. That small fringe element translated into 60% of the state's voters. Now, Governor Huckleberry spews some of the same contradictory PCBS that we've heard for years. He first says that we are wrong to deny benefits to illegal aliens. Then, on the other hand, he flips that over and says that when it suits him, he says they only come here to work and they don't need benefits. Well, if that's the case, why are you fighting this, Mr. Huckleberry? Why are you fighting it? Why are you so hard on it? You know why? Because you're a country hick. That's why. You are a country hick from the Ozarks or wherever you come from in Arkansas. You probably don't wear shoes most of the time. You got dirt between your toes, and you don't understand business. What you need to do is help these people fix this problem and don't fight it. Now, I'm not knocking all folks from Arkansas. I'm knocking this clown. This week, Governor Huckleberry, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. And, yeah, I know his name is Huckabee, but I call him what I want. It's my business. Oh, and one more thing. All you people out there, you Republicans, he's one of y'all. That's right. Let's go to our guest now, folks. We are very privileged to have my good buddy, mayoral candidate par excellence, Walter Moore. Walter, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Terry, it's great to be back on your show. The first man to put me on radio.
I don't want you to forget that either. We'll have you on here. You have carte blanche on the show, and as you know, I don't endorse anybody, but I think you're not getting a fair shake from the media, from the news people on TV. So we're going to get you on here anytime you want to be on.
Thank you.
Now, let me tell you something. I heard your debate the other morning, and I was proud of you. I really was. I said, this guy here is standing up for what takes. Well, you know, you're giving us what we want. You know, you're giving us what the people want to hear, not what the politicians and the media wants to hear. Now, I've heard Mr. Villaraigosa make certain statements about anytime you talk about illegal immigration, you're making outrageous statements and inflammatory statements and things like this. I have heard you make statements in a very kind, a nice way, and just talk about the fact that illegal immigration is against the law and that it is killing the city of Los Angeles.
Well, when you have the facts and the law on your side, you don't have to engage in name-calling. And what you've said is exactly right. Villaraigosa, other career politicians, and the L.A. Times, everyone out there wants to intimidate you into not even discussing the matter by calling it racist or inflammatory. And what I've found is when I go out into these debates in public with audiences there, they cheer, they interrupt me with cheers because they're so glad to hear someone just say the truth for a change.
And Walter, they've sat there and waited through the other candidates hoping somebody would mention it. And when you do, you're going to get applause.
It's beautiful and it's reassuring. And people who listen to your show all over the country, bless their hearts, they've been communicating with me and supporting me. And between talk radio and the internet, we citizens now have more than a fighting chance against the entrenched interests who want to keep illegal immigration going.
Now, I want to talk about the local newspaper here. We call it La Times. I don't understand why they have left you out of so much and why there was a picture in the Times. Am I correct?
There was a picture of me, and though the debate focused, we had a big, for those of you outside the L.A. area, the Law Times and others have excluded me from debates, and I was finally included in a broadcast debate, and they therefore felt forced to put a picture of me, but I think they just had one sentence on me in the whole debate, whereas CNN covered it and focused on the fact that here finally is one candidate who wants to enforce our laws. What a radical idea that is, huh?
Amazing. What a novel thought. You know what I mean?
Well, the Law Times, it's interesting you mention that. They have a vested financial interest in promoting illegal immigration because one of their subsidiaries is a Spanish language newspaper called La Opinión. So why the heck would they want to give any column inches to some guy who's trying to drive out their customer base, if I may be that cynical?
You're absolutely right. I mean, everybody's padding their own deal, you know, to make sure they can stay in business. And they see the handwriting on the wall. They see the change in demographics, and they figure, well, we better be nice to these people, and maybe they will support us when a lot of times go Spanish. You know what I mean? And eventually we'll have to if things aren't fixed.
The collaborator theory of let's surrender to our new overlords rather than stick up for what's right, I guess.
And, Walter, they'll stand there and say, remember us? We were your friend back when. You know,
I'm going to ignore them. Once I'm mayor, I'm going to ignore them for as long as they ignored me, which so far is about a year and a half. And the interviews I'm going to give are to people who acknowledge that I do exist, such as you yourself.
Well, I appreciate that. All I want you to do is just do your best. That's what I would ask from you. I want no payback for anything. You know what I want, Walter? I want somebody that listens to the people. And I know that's a cliche-ish thing to say, but it's true. None of these people do. I don't see anybody in there. Han, little Jimmy Han, he's made sure that he knows that, you know, he knows how we feel. But has he listened? No. He hasn't done anything about Special Order 40. He hasn't even discussed some of these issues that he should discuss. He will not touch it. He is a coward. Then you go to Antonio Villaraigosa. Here's another guy. Here's a guy. You know what my question to Antonio would be if I was going to be at a debate and I could ask a question? Are you going to do anything for somebody who's not a Mexican? I mean, you know, are you going to give any benefits to people who are just Americans other than Hispanic Americans? And I know some Hispanic Americans that will ask that same question of him because all he focuses on is race. He focuses on things for them, things for the people that look and talk like him. Parks was a police chief. I see nothing from Parks. Parks is a city councilman. He could go in there right now in the 8th District and bring up Special Order 40. Would he do it? He knows how it hindered the police department when he was in the police department. Won't say a word about it. And the other two guys, I don't even remember their names.
All these guys do, all these guys care about is running for the next office.
That's right.
Villaraigosa and Parks got on the city council 2 years ago. 1 year into their term, what do they start doing?
Running for mayor. That's right.
They have no track record of accomplishing anything other than running for office. And they each promise, Han, Parks, Villaraigosa, all promise that if we elect them, they'll hire enough police and stop crime. Well, excuse me, we already elected them.
That's
Where
right.
Where are our police?
Look at Villaraigosa. What was he, assemblyman, city councilman? Now he wants to be mayor. You know, what's it going to be after that? You know what I would tell him? Okay, you've been a politician twice. Now, go get a real job.
Well, you
go
see,
work
the
for
problem
a living.
Is he can't get a real job because he went to a law school and he tried to pass the bar not once, not twice, not three times, but four times, couldn't do it. So he's got to stay in politics because what's he going to do in the real world?
It's the only thing he's qualified for is to be a politician. What does that say about the office? Nothing personal, Walter. But
I think the people we want in government are people like me for whom it's a step down.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be the best job they can get. You want someone who's in it to do some service. By the way, he's already filed papers with the Secretary of State to run for the state senate.
Oh yeah, just in case he's covering himself there.
You know, if you had an employee who was always out interviewing for a new job, I think you'd fire him.
And there's a move to recall this guy from his city council job.
Well, he promised the constituents of his district that if they would vote for him for the city council, he would not run for mayor. He'd serve out his four terms. But you know, politician promise.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you going to do?
Him is what I'm going to do.
There you go. So how's it going? How's it looking? I mean, are you getting any?
It's going fantastic. That debate brought me all kinds of attention. And as people outside our state can go to my website, I have a new name for the website, by the way, that's even better, moreisbetter.com. So my slogan is now my domain name with two O's. If you go there, you can see the actual debates, and what's also beautiful is our local city TV channels are replaying over and over and over these debates where
That's
I clean
good.
The other
That's
guy's
good.
Clock.
Oh, yeah, you held your own and then some. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you're articulate and everything else, but let me tell you what we like. We like it because you speak plain. You don't get in there and talk around everything. When asked a question, you answer the question. That's just the unbelievable thing about a candidate, somebody who actually answers questions.
Isn't that a novel concept?
Yes, it is. And
you know
that's what people
from
want.
You trying cases for 20 years. The way you win a case, you speak the truth.
Yep.
You go with the winning case. And we have a winning case on immigration. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. It's the law. Illegal immigration is running our city and state into bankruptcy. It's closing down emergency rooms. It's not even a close case. It's pretty easy. The main thing is getting the word out. And because of the internet and because the city TV channels, city-owned TV channels, replay these
that helps
over and over again, it levels the playing field.
You know, Walter, when we first met, you know, I saw, oh, here's another guy, another nobody running for mayor. And then as I got to know you and see what you were talking about and how you talked about it, that's the main thing, how you talked about it, I was impressed. And then you had to worm your way in here. You had to kind of put your foot in the door and try to get a fair treatment from these people. It wasn't easy because they did everything they could to keep you out. But guess what? You managed to get in, and now you're being heard. So you know what? I don't know, buddy. It's looking pretty decent.
It's looking good. So, I think all the action is going to happen in the next 2 weeks leading up
yep.
to the election because, frankly, most people in our city, they still don't even know there's an election coming. They
don't know
who the mayor is. And you know what? That suits me fine because then that means they aren't biased by the media who's tried to conceal my identity for all this time.
I would agree. Walter, what I want you to do is stay in touch with us. You give us a call next week. We want to hear from you every week.
Will do.
Or if you're in the neighborhood, I know you're a little under the weather today. Everybody's got this cold going around.
I would love to have come up.
Yeah, it's okay, though. But if you're in the neighborhood, you stop in next week and for a few minutes or just give us a call. Let us know what's going on. We want to know. We're really, really concerned.
Will do. Keep up the great work. You're the Paul Revere of our generation,
well,
and I really respect what you do, Terry. It's terrific.
How about I want to be the Walter Moore of radio? How's that sound? All right, buddy, you keep it up, too. We're proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job, and I mean that.
Thank you.
All right, Walter, you take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. Here's a guy that's out here doing your bidding, doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's talking the talk. I'm not going to tell you to vote for him, but what I am going to say is you always complain about not having any alternative. Here's one for you. Here's a guy. I don't care if he's Republican, Democrat. That means nothing to me. Here's a guy that's talking your talk. He's walking your walk. And you've got an alternative. So if you don't take it, that's on you. It's on nobody but you. Now I'm going to play my clip again. You know, I love this. This is Senor Navarro. I love this clip, and I want to make sure that everybody hears it. Everybody across the country, this is what we are up against in California and the rest of America from people that hate this land.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the Browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Terry
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
All right, folks, this is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I am going to go to the phones now, folks, and before I do, I just want to make a mention about what happened to Save Our License. Yeah, it didn't make it. We had something like 450,000. I'm going to tell you what the problem is, my opinion. We are burned out here in the state of California. We got 600,000 signatures to get rid of Gray Davis. We went and got another 600,000 signatures to get rid of the license bill that he had signed into office. And then Arnold gets in and just made a deal and just killed us with that one by squashing it. Arnold should have let that thing go and have a vote done on it so that we could get rid of it forever. But no, Arnold betrayed us on that one. I know you Republicans don't like me for saying that, but as I always say, the truth is the truth. You know what I mean? Give me a break. Now, we asked to go out and do it again, and it's just a lot of work. We didn't have enough money. So what we got to do is we got to get some money. The Republican Party turned their backs on us. The governor wouldn't back us. The president wouldn't back us. The Republican Party wouldn't back us. And you know the Democrats are not going to back us. We had no backing from anybody. We still got 450,000 signatures. Now, I ask you, why is it that these people out here who are supposed to be on our side, like ISA, why hasn't ISA come forward and helped us? He got something like 5,000 signatures. That's nothing for a United States congressman. He promised 100,000, and he didn't do it. You know why? Because he sucks. That's why. Oh, yeah, Republicans, he's one of yours, too. We've got tons of them that belong to your party. And you guys are screaming about how you're better than the Democrats. You are not. They are all the same now. All these politicians are the same. And anybody who supports a party, just because it's a party, you are stupid people. Support people who are about something, not because they got an R or a D next to their name. It just makes me sick. We didn't make it, but let me tell you something. We ain't going nowhere. And you know what? We got to get us some money. So let's get some ideas on how to put some money together. Get us a $500,000 in the bank so we can go out and buy the signatures like everybody else does and get this thing on the ballot. People will vote it in, but we got to get it on the ballot first. You see what happened in Arizona? The same thing's going to happen in Arkansas. The only problem is there they're not trying a constitutional amendment. They need a lesser number of signatures. The threshold is much lower so they can get over it easier. We have a tough way to go here in California, but that's why we must work harder, and we will fix it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John Clark calling from Orlando, Florida. John, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
The one way to stop that so you don't have to go out and get signatures anymore is to make sure this H.R. 418 passes, Sensenbrenner's bill. It is not a national ID card. These are the neocons and the same people that called our employer verification in the immigration bill, H.R. 2202, saying it was a national ID card. They use baby-waving, the word racism, and also this national ID. And one thing I wanted to point out to people, we already have a national ID card. It's called a Social Security number. Whether they like it or not, it wasn't supposed to be that way, but it is a
national ID card. John, do you remember when you and I were born? I happen to know this guy, folks, so I know what he's saying. We're approximately the same generation. When we were born, you didn't have to have a Social Security card. You could go your whole life and never get one. But now, children are what? When they're born, they get one in the hospital. Automatic, as a child comes out of the mama, he gets a Social Security number. Now, having said that, nobody complained about that. That is a national ID card that is forced on us from birth now.
Yeah, but Terry, the 418, like I said, it is not a national ID
card. But John, the point I'm trying to make, I'm agreeing with you, that nobody said anything about the Social Security card. So why are they complaining about this? We already had a national ID card.
They're scared to death. Now, I mentioned to Congress, I suggested to Congress, in fact, Congressman Tom Tancredo, a couple of years ago, why don't you guys announce that the federal government will not accept any photo ID from any states that issue them the illegal aliens? That would nip all of it in the bud, stop all these states. And I think they were afraid at first because there would be so many upset people going to the airport, the airport wouldn't accept their ID. But it's the only thing we can do, because otherwise we're going to be spending the rest of our lives, people in California and everywhere else, trying to get these, things passed, spending all this money.
That's right.
If we pass this 418, it will stop it dead in their tracks, and the opposition is so afraid of this because, as you well know, the driver's license is the way they plug into our system.
That's the first step that they do.
They are fighting this tooth and nail. I just came back from Washington, D.C. CPAC just ended. CPAC, the Conservative Political Action conference, and immigration was never brought up before, but now Newt Gingrich came out and said we have to seal our borders. 54% of the people there in the straw poll vote are against Bush and his amnesty program. 54%. Now that may not sound like a lot, but
that's a lot.
Even talk about it. These are people that are for Bush, that are Republicans, saying they are strongly against any amnesty.
54%, John, is a huge number.
But we have to get this 418 passed.
I agree.
It is absolutely essential. And if people think for 1 minute that it's a national ID, they have not read the bill. All that they're saying is the federal government will not accept photo IDs. We already have this in place in Florida. Once a person's visa is expired, their driver's license is expired. What's wrong with that? And what's wrong with proving that you're an American citizen?
I agree.
There's nothing wrong with that. This is the way they vote in our elections. This is the way they plug into the system. As you well know, my wife is a legal immigrant. She had to go through all the hoops. She couldn't get a driver's license. Now she can, but she had to obey the rules, follow the guidelines, and these illegals don't. And like I said, the Mexican government, when they see all this happening now, they sent a reporter up from Mexico City up to Long Island because they're running scared. I'm seeing a lot of things happening positive because of people like you, Terry.
John, I appreciate that. And you do good work, too. And you know what I want to say? I am ashamed of some of these people out here who are willing to just throw this away because they want to talk about totalitarianism and they've hired Russians from the gulag to write. Oh, I'm so sick of it. I really am.
A lot of people
that I like, John, a lot of people that I have a lot of respect for, are some of the people that are saying this. And I just don't understand it. I mean, we're never going to get anything done as long if they came up with a a law about Lorna Doone cookies, these people would be calling it a national ID bill. You know what I mean?
You know where that's coming from. It's coming from Ron Paul, and they listen to him because he wants to get us out of the U.N.
Okay,
that's
fine.
That's the only reason why they listen to him.
But, John, I'm all for getting out of the U.N., but what has Ron Paul done for us on immigration?
He has done nothing
for immigration.
But you know where else it's coming from? Grover Norquist and Stephen Moore from the Cato Institute, used to be with the Cato Institute, these are the people that are neocons, and they're supported by left-wing organizations. These are the ones that are destroying this country. They're the ones running this country. Karl Rove and all these neocons, they got us into Iraq, you know, the whole bit.
Yep.
But it is absolutely essential that we get this 418 passed. If we don't, it'll be all over.
All right, John, I appreciate the call from Florida, buddy. Get some sleep.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. John's a good guy, folks. He works hard for us. He's in and out of Washington, D.C. all the time and has done quite a bit on this issue, and I really appreciate it. Let's go to Aaron calling from Torrance, California. Aaron, what do you hear? What do you say?
And wow. I'm going to be talking about the same thing, too, basically.
Okay.
In principle, that this is not the national ID card. It ain't it, guys and gals. This is not the one.
Well, I heard you earlier on another talk show, Aaron, and you nailed it pretty good when you asked the woman continually to tell you which sentence, you know, what statement in the thing. And she never really answered you. And I listened. She never really answered you.
Right.
But
she's the one that's putting out all this hype about the gulags and the police state and all this stuff.
And these people have elevated Ron Paul just below Jesus. I mean, I don't understand it. Ron Paul is not a god. Ron Paul is a congressman. Let me tell you something about Ron Paul. When you check his record on illegal immigration, I went into it with a few listeners last week who emailed me. I said, you know what? What is Ron Paul's record on illegal immigration? Give me the numbers of the bills that Ron Paul has brought forth to stop chain migration, to beef up the border, to start up interior enforcement. Give me the numbers of the bills that he has co-sponsored. And you know what? You'll come up short, Aaron, because is nothing. He has never been a friend of us on illegal immigration. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad politician. I'm just saying on this issue, he sucks.
He sucks.
Yes.
Let me read real fast just the opening section that talks about it. It says, minimum document requirements issuance standards for federal recognition. That's what this is about. That's what all this is about. Now, if they don't meet these standards, the government won't recognize it. And over the years, you said, and everybody else said, oh, we need to stop all the benefits. We need to take the cookies out of the cookie jar, and they'll stop coming, right?
Well, here we go. We're doing it. We're doing it now.
This is it. This is what we wanted in this level, to fight at that level, to take the goodies away. And everybody's, like, going ballistic. I mean, people are nuts.
I don't
understand. They're nuts.
Aaron, I don't understand it. I really don't. But I'm going to tell you what. If something's not done soon... And would this be my first step? No, I would have done other things first. But guess what?
Yeah.
I'm not running the Congress. Here's something to do. And do I like all the people who are for this bill? No, I can't stand Dreyer. I can't stand a lot of people. But let me tell you, I see Tancredo and others were for it. I have all the respect in the world for Mr. Sensenbrenner, a guy who I actually met and liked as a politician in person. Maxine Waters is against it. Jackson Lee is against it. Cynthia McKinney is against it. Diane Watts is against it. Maybe I should be for it. You know
what I mean?
That's what I'm looking at. But nobody seems to want to deal with that. Aaron, I got to go. Thanks for calling, buddy. Well, you and I are right on the same page on this one.
Well, let me add one other thing. I am one of these conspiracy researchers. I do not want a Gestapo communist national
ID folks, I will testify.
This is not it. Bottom line, this is not it.
Aaron is a New World Order guy. He really is, and he tells me about it all the time. But he, in his own mind, will tell you this is not it. I appreciate that. All right, buddy, you take care. Thanks for the call.
You too, bro.
All right.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Al calling from Riverside, California. Al, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good, buddy.
I was just going to say, I liken you to Ray Robinson. Anytime somebody tries to make fuzzy thoughts about illegal immigration, you've got your glove in their nose.
Well, you know, Al, let's keep it simple. Let's keep it simple. Let's not get too complicated with everything and start picking everything to pieces. Now, do I want a national ID card? No, I don't. But guess what? I want this even less.
Well, you know what? Speaking of black and white,
Thank you for the Ray Robinson deal. That is a great compliment.
Well, that's talent. You seem to just have native talent at this and the ability to think with clarity and speak with clarity, which is a rarity in today's America. Anyway, Lou Dobbs the other night had on Larry Craig, who was shilling for big business and Howard Berman, who's off in La La Land on the left.
Howard Berman.
And they were, and he was arguing with these guys just the same way you did. And at the end of Senator Craig and Berman arguing for amnesty for illegal aliens just for agriculture, do you know what the vote was? 98% no.
Wow.
Every time they vote, they said, do you think 210 Border Patrol agents are enough? 89% no. On and on and on. Every time they vote, it's on the side that you represent on Lou Dobbs. And that's why I love him, because they get in there and argue and nail their feet to the floor. And I also wanted to make something about Newt Gingrich. He also said some time back, showing what politicians are, well, Republicans shouldn't support a candidate for California governor unless he's bilingual. I've got him saying that on tape.
Newt Gingrich, yeah, that's typical of him.
And
he's getting ready to run for president, you know what I mean?
Well, they want to run for president.
And these Republicans will support him. They'll say, oh, well, he's better than the Democrat. Newt Gingrich isn't any better than Goofy.
Well, you've got to remember that none of these guys have to worry about hanging a drywall job or going to
Never.
A crowded classroom. For them, it's an abstract theory.
I want to flip the hands over and see who's got a callus.
You know what I mean? Sure. By the way, I was wondering, what is sacrosanct about the number of 600,000? Somebody had to grab that out of whole cloth.
Well, I know it's because it's a certain percentage of the electorate for an initiative,
right.
And then it's a certain percentage of the electorate who voted last time for a constitutional amendment.
Right.
So it's much higher for the constitutional amendment, which we were going for, which we should have been going for.
Well, Terry, I was thinking, you and I connected psychically many, many weeks ago. I was going to call you. As if we thought the same thought at the same time, you said to yourself, to your audience, do you realize how ridiculous it is that I'm having to be on the air with this subject? The way that this society has deteriorated and the corruption you're fighting against, when you've got a police chief telling citizens that they should leave the state if they don't like illegal
immigrants.
Isn't that amazing? This is corruption and deterioration
really
in the highest
Al.
Place. Terry, I love you. Keep banging away.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Al. All right, buddy. Let's go to Steve calling from Medford, Oregon. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hello, Terry. I have a nominee for another most horriblest clown of the week, if you want one.
Yes, sir.
Ken Mellman, RNC chairman.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good one there.
Because he's been all over the radio telling people that we have to recognize economic realities and make the illegals guest workers and all this nonsense. So if you want to rake him over the coals and look up some of the things he's been saying.
That's a good one, Steve. You know, people always ask me, Steve, why is it usually Republicans? Because I expect more from them. That's why. Why would I make a Democrat the most horriblest clown of the week? They're horrible all the time. But a Republican is supposed to be conservative and supposed to do certain things. So when they don't do it, I jump on them. That's why I'm hard. You're harder on those you expect more from. That's my point, Steve.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you there. But on this H.R. 418 that Ron Paul is against.
Right.
Handgun Owners of America and a lot of gun organizations are against it, too, because of the national database, and that's what has me worried.
Well, I really have a lot of appreciation for that group. They're a good group, but it's a thought. It's something to think about. It really is, Steve, but I just don't see it, and we have a difference of opinion,
okay.
The gun owners and me right now on that, but that doesn't mean they're not good folks.
Scares me to death,
though.
Terry. Scares me to death.
Me and you, too, but I'm going to tell you something. This is something we need to do.
Because of a national database. No, I think all that will happen is, if you get it, Bush will just make some exception for the illegals, and we'll be saddled with a national ID card and the illegals on top of it.
Well, it's two separate issues, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Steve, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, first of all, I want to say that every time Jennifer and I have seen these mayoral debates on Channel 9 and all, and other channels, it disgusts us that people like Villagrosa, who are out and out racists, are even being given any kind of airtime, yet Walter Moore is being completely excluded, blackballed, the whole nine yards. I mean, here's a guy who cares about L.A. and who wants to do something good for L.A.
You know what, Ron? It is a shame, and that's
absolutely.
Just, it's the sign of the times.
Yep. Yet an out-and-out racist, a man who cares for only one race and no other race, is being given airtime.
I tell you, that's what I would ask him. Well, are you going to be a mayor just to the Mexicans, or is that to everybody? Because that's what I would ask him if I had the opportunity.
Absolutely.
We've invited him on the show. We don't even get a call back. You know,
heck no, and you won't.
Yep.
Also, Terry, one thing I wanted to say. On the 12th of February, the Orange County Register here did a little poll, basically saying how many think that illegal immigrants should be given a driver's license. Of 1,302, 93% said that they should not be given a driver's license.
And I bet that was people of all races, shapes, size, colors, weights, heights, and everything else.
Absolutely.
But nobody listens to us. Ron,
I call it smart Americans.
I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the
Take care,
my best to Jan.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Bill calling from the South Bay. What do you hear? What do you say, Bill? Let's all keep it to 1 minute. Not much time.
Well, Terry, real quickly, and I'll be brief. You know, at the same time the immigration is going on, all the other things are collapsing. You've got job outsourcing, which didn't happen when we were kids. You know, we're dependent on foreign oil. We got that war over there. And then the upcoming Social Security fiasco. And then you've got a free fall going on with our pop culture. Used to have artists that had respect for their culture and their art.
The whole thing's going to hell.
The
in
whole thing's going to hell. And you know something? You know what's sad? And I'll leave this. The older generation that's still alive, and those that have passed away are patting themselves on the back, and they're not speaking out, even though they weren't raised up with this kind of nonsense. Our generation doesn't care. The younger people are ahistorical, have no sense of history.
It gets worse per generation.
And I'm an optimist like you, but I'll tell you something. At some point, you can only drop your standard so far if you look at the Roman Empire and previous civilizations, and there's nowhere else to drop, and then pretty soon you collapse.
All right, Bill.
I'm sorry to have to say it, but
it's true. We'll see what happens.
Well,
all right, thanks for the call.
We got to be active.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to Tom calling from Anaheim. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about a minute.
Oh, this is Cliff, Terry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cliff. Go ahead.
Oh, Terry, I just have to say there is one good thing. Carly Fiorini, the former head of Hewlett-Packard, who said no American has a God-given right to a job anymore.
Isn't that amazing?
Carly Fiorini is gone. She is fired. And she's fired, and I want everybody to write a letter to the chairman of HP, the new one, that said, now that Carly Fiorini, how does she think now that every American have a God-given right to a job? If we don't, who does? It's time, Terry. She was gone, and she's gone because Americans said, okay, it's time for you to go. Americans for Americans.
I love it.
If we don't have a right to a job, nobody has a right to a job. And that's all I have to say. Hey, I'm listening every week, Terry.
Thank you,
Phil.
Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. All right, I assume this is Tom from Pasadena?
This is Steve.
All right, Steve.
Steve from Anaheim. This is...
It's okay, Steve.
I was on AOL, and I noticed they got Tom McClintock. Tom Tinquedo poll up there, president. They're on AOL right now. It's just got a nice big poll up there. Someone's taking a poll on Tom Tinquedo for president. It's got 40% of the people are voting yes on him.
Wow.
To vote for president for 2008.
Yeah, I saw that. That's good. We'll see what happens on that.
I think we should start talking more about him.
I think we should, too. He's a good man.
Terry, thank you again.
All right,
and,
sir.
Thanks for all the good work you did.
Thanks for the call. All right, take care. All right, let's go to Barbara Coe calling from Orange County. Barbara, not much time.
Right. I won't take much time, Terry. Just a couple of things. I want to urge all your listeners on this Ron Paul thing to absolutely deluge the senators with calls demanding that they approve.
877-762-8762.
Okay, you got it.
That's
it. Second thing, I want to remind your listeners of our meeting on Wednesday night. That's February 23rd at 7:30. We have a dynamic, new, young, he's only 27 years old, and he's new immigration reform activist. Bless his heart, he's already put together a couple of rallies, and we're going to get a chance to meet him and greet him. And if you want any additional information...
Like maybe his name?
Yeah, Joe Turner.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Call our easy-to-remember phone number. 877, toll-free, folks, 877, no illegal.
Now, Barbara, that's this Wednesday, right?
Right, the 23rd.
Oh. Okay, now, folks, this is a young guy. Y'all complain about this. Not enough young people involved. Well, here's one. Here's one, and he's out here actually doing something. So.
And he's a dynamo.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, kid, take care. Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
All right. Let's go to Frank calling from Albuquerque.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Frank? What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Do you know of any anti-illegal alien organizations in my state here? I mean, I never hear anything about it. We live under King Bill Richardson here.
I do not, Frank. You have a racist governor there.
No kidding.
Oh, he's awesome. No, I don't know of any group, but You know what? Maybe you need to start one, and I will do some investigating to see what's there. I'm sure there is somebody there.
I think I'll Google it or something.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I haven't heard anything.
Are you listening on the Internet to us?
No, satellite, and I'm glad I found your new location. You had disappeared for a while there off the old analog location, but I picked you up on Republic tonight, and I'm sure glad they picked you up.
Oh, okay, great, great. Yeah, we're on Republic Network. That's good.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to start one there, Frank. Maybe, yeah. I know. Everybody's looking for somebody else to do it, and I'm not knocking you, but maybe just network with some people and get, you know what it takes to start a group, four or five good people. Because
yeah,
you've got a governor there that wants to give away the country. He wants to run for president, too.
Well, he's Mexican, you know.
Oh, he's Mexican first, and American maybe second, if a third, if that.
One of his parents is a Mexican. I forget which one.
I think it must be his mom with the name Richardson.
He's actually of Mexican descent. You know, I don't know anything about his father. That's kind of shadowy.
We've got some clips that we play from him from time to time where he talks about how all the Hispanics in the country must unite and how you should be Hispanics first. And, you know, that's the main thing. The Cubans and the Nicaraguans and the Mexicans and everybody has to come together. And it's really, really very, very racist, you know.
He's a carpetbagger. He took control in a set-up district in the South here years ago, and has just been building his base until he got the governorship now, and it's kind of scary.
Well, Frank, I got to go. Do me a favor.
Thank you.
Do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Stay in touch with us. I want to hear from you. We don't get many calls from the great state of New Mexico.
I listen every week, but I'll call more.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Take care. Let us know what's going on there.
Bye.
All right. There we go, New Mexico, folks. We got folks calling from all over the place. You know, we've actually taken calls on this show from all 50 states and from Australia and a few other places out of the continental United States. You know why? Because everybody's concerned about this problem. This H.R. 418, folks, you make up your own mind. But my mind is made up, and I want this done, and I'm going to deluge these senators. That number, again, folks, is free. 877-762-8762. Give them a call. Don't sit back and wait for somebody else to do it. If you want to listen to these fanatics who tell you that, oh, no, it's a national ID card and we'll all be enslaved if we go for this, that just kills me, absolutely kills me. You know what I mean? It really does. And I want to talk to you black folks out there. You know what? You're the ones that are catching the most hell from this. You're the ones who lost your communities, your schooling, your housing, and everything else. And if you sit back and let this happen because of some preconceived prejudice that you have, then you don't deserve any better. Get your butt in gear and get something done. Everybody in this country, regardless of your race, creed, color, height, weight, whatever, get this thing going, folks. It is so necessary. You've got to leave something for your kids. I want to thank everybody involved in the show. I want to thank my big brother for manning the phones tonight, Mike. I want to thank my engineer, Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe. And I want to remind everybody that we do need your help to stay on the air. Please, if you can, send a donation to us, the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget this week with the Swings, two great columns, Customer Disservice and Murder Stinks. Good stuff. You can go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and read that. Don't forget Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K. I want to remind everybody of those three websites that we plug every week. Don't forget theterryandersonshow.com. And then our old buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100.
800, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the